Good evening, everyone. We're standing on the concourse opposite platforms 5 and 6 at Charing Cross Railway Station in London, and Fee is stroking my arm in order to find my hand.
That sounds far more pervy than it was.
Why would it be pervy? You're my girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know why.
You're allowed to stroke my arm, you know.
I know, but it just sounded a bit pervy.
All right, Fee is pervying-ingly stroking my arm.
No, it really wasn't.
She's She was gently touching my arm in order to find my hand, and she found it and has placed in it this device.
Yes, which is my phone with a Tascam IM2.
I have to say, it's quite awkward to hold. You know, you could do with like a big handle around it, really.
Really?
Yeah, you could. Did you not know this? A big handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking a bit uncouth, everybody. I have a bottle of water in one pocket of my jacket, and the other pocket's weighed down with some phone charger
and no cable, so
it's all a bit useless. Yeah, it's all really good. We had a bit of trouble getting the bottle of water because we got one from WH Smith and it turned out to be warm, so I had to go back in and get a cold one.
It was
very complicated.
Well, yeah, but that was because I thought, hang on, if it had been like 50p, but it was £1.20.
This
I thought
London
they can
fee.
Do better than that. Yeah, but they did have cold ones, so I thought if we're going to charge £1.20, they can give us a cold one.
It's true, I agree. So we're going to go and walk across Hungerford Bridge. It's getting hot in here.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. I have no idea what song that's from, but...
Fine, right.
Simon yeah. probably knows.
Good boy, yeah, Simon.
He knows these things.
SM2N, what is that from? Or who did it? Who did it? Who done it?
Who done it? Poirot will investigate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Find the way, Vance.
Maybe SM2N is the new detective person.
I don't know.
He's going to have like novels written about
find
the
way,
music
the door,
detective,
Vance.
And that you know he knew that the crimes had been committed by what music they listened to or something.
I think there's the makings of a good program. I think we should copyright that quickly before somebody else gets it.
Well, you know, this is my boo.
It's your boo.
Yeah, despite appearances.
I'm holding it.
And the fact that you're holding it and spouting all the stuff. It's actually my boo, yes.
Ah, okay. Find the way, no fans, we're not going on the train.
And I have the stereo mic.
Yeah, I need to warn you that this way may be closed, so we might have to go back on ourselves in a second, but...
Oh dear.
Oh dear, that's true.
That'd be a bit of rubbish.
But hopefully the man with the violin will be there and we can go and ransack his
Oh yes, on the way, I kicked his money thing. It made a great noise.
It did. And he was very pleasant about it.
He was, yes.
Let's see how good he is on the way back.
If he's still there.
If he's still
there.
I
mean, you know...
It has been quite a long time.
If he is still there,
he's got
doing
some stamina,
really
hasn't
well.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than the stamina of a newt.
Yeah, yeah, more than a stamina. I mean...
There is a boo. If anyone wants to know what on earth we're talking about, just search on Audioboo for stamina of a newt. Mm-hmm. And there is a boo of mine. Mm-hmm. And this was actually... It was recorded in March before Robert and I were...
An item. An item of what? I'm not quite sure, but...
Underwear, probably.
You what?
Can we just, you know, slow down a bit, please? I have a very full stomach here. Listen.
He has got stamina.
Yeah, let's try not to kick his money.
Shh, shh, shh. Do,
do, do. Shh. Spoiling it.
Vance, hang on, stand. I'm trying to work out what's happening there. Just wait, Vance. chance, whoever it is, to get out of the way. Okay, here we go.
That's
a bit. That's only the second time in my life that I've ever given money to a busker.
Well,
it's just the first time that I gave money to a busker. They were so ungrateful that they put me off for life. That they put me off for life. I gave them something. It was in Rome, and I gave them something like £1.50 or whatever, and they said, that's not very much. So I thought, well,
yeah, but that's like,
there you go.
Someone saying, oh, this blind person was so grumpy, so I never talked to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel it's the same. Deep. You know, I'm not going to talk to any blind people. Hang on a minute.
You are very, very silly.
Yeah, I am silly. It's true. Anyway, I thought he was deserving.
Yes, especially since he's been there for ages.
He's been there forever. Yeah. And presumably he's the same one that we came across previously. Does nobody look where they're going? Yeah. Apparently not. Yep, I've got my finger on the phone.
Put your finger on the phone, on the phone. Put your finger on the phone, on the phone. Put your finger on the phone till you get home. Put your finger on the phone, on the phone.
And she says I'm silly.
Well, that's a variant, a very rubbish one. On put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek.
Put your finger on your cheek? I don't think I've heard that one either.
Oh, it goes, put your finger on your cheek.
I think I get the idea, to be honest.
Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek, leave it there about a week. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Last sung at primary school, probably.
Oh dear.
I know.
Not so far away from here.
What, my old school?
Primary school.
Oh, what's going on?
Vance is going to the toilet.
Oh,
on the middle of a bridge. It's good.
Someone's busking.
Could you hold on to your phone a moment?
All right.
To pick up.
Pick up a boo!
You can record the percussive busking.
Which way round were you holding it?
Holding what?
The phone. Were you holding
I've
it?
I've got no idea, Fee.
Oh dear. Sorry if I've just turned you upside down, Booville. From.
I was holding it round whichever way I was given it, I think.
That's right.
I do hope nobody's just treading on this stuff because there are people walking in front of
me.
Careful, please. I'm trying to pick it up. It'd be a good idea to watch where you're going, everybody. Now, so blind as those who can see.
Nope. What? Smelly?
Yeah, I know.
God.
I'll just put it to the side. I don't think I'll drop it off the edge.
Oh, yuck.
It's probably not the done thing dropping food to the Thames, is it?
Not really, no. Yuck. Blah. Disgusting.
Right, stand there, Vance. Vance, just stand. I'm going to take the voice back to the
V. It doesn't feel too squashed. Oh, you're funny.
Okay. Right. Hello, Fee.
Hello. Now you get to shush so we can hear lovely things like trains instead of you yakking into the microphone.
Says she is yakking into the microphone. What did he do? What's the drummer chanting under his breath or something?
Listen.
Yeah. Slow down.
Oh, Vance, leave it.
Stairs, I believe.
Yep. 45 minutes before you were meant to get there, so change the venue.
No, but yeah, I was like, oh my god, I like.
You okay?
Yeah. Hang on, you guided me right into a rail then.
Well, I'm not really guiding. Come on, Vance, let's go. Vance, you guided us right into a rail.
Yeah, that bloke who bashed into me.
Yeah.
Stand,
Vance.
He hit my hand.
Yeah.
Which then made me hit myself in the right boot.
Oh no! Doing. Oh dear.
Is the mic still there?
Yeah. It's more of the other saxophone rather than. Something.
It's music, but I don't know if it's live.
Hmm. Please go straight.
Sorry. What I thought was particularly impressive about the saxophonist were the train noises.
Mm.
And he even made it sound like they were coming from somewhere else.
Yeah, very impressive.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe you could do that on a saxophone.
It's quite clever.
Yeah, it was. Throwing your air. Not much sax appeal there, though.
No, it was a bit weird, wasn't it?
It was a bit. It's not really my cup of tea.
I like saxophones.
I do.
But not when they do that.
I'm afraid I'm a bit of a glutton for 80s saxophone. Well, you know, not just that, but you know.
But you do like that.
Yeah, I do like that. Vance, please, Vance! You are meant to be guiding. Now get on.
What was he doing? Sniffing.
Stopping to sniff something.
Naughty dog.
Flagpole. I assume.
It's not a spinnaker.
It sounded like a spinnaker, it's true.
Hitting the boom.
Right, is that the top of the step now?
Yes.
Hooray, good, good. Forward, Vance. I thought it was the first time he stopped.
Blah.
Sorry.
These are funny steps.
They are funny steps, I agree.
Yeah, they make you laugh like tickles.
We have a landing here, and then we have more.
Do you know?
Forward, Vance.
These canes, they do come in useful occasionally.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what they're for?
What? What are they for?
Well, finding steps and things.
All I meant by there's a landing was we're not at the proper bottom yet, and you couldn't tell that from the cone.
All right.
I'm doing it from knowledge, root knowledge.
Okay, then.
Nice big floodlights here.
Yeah, they are bright, aren't they?
Yeah. Funny. If they could have those everywhere, I wouldn't need the dog.
You probably would, though.
Yeah, probably, actually. Find the curb, Vance. Good boy. Good boy. It's difficult finding the curb here because it's sort of shared surface.
Funny one, yeah. I can feel it slightly, actually. It's an edgy bit.
Yeah, it's just a slight gutter, isn't it?
Yeah. Make sure you don't end up in the gutter, Robert.
I think I'm already there. Oh, that's right. All the traffic just come along now. Why don't one of you stop? Just be nice. Why not? Okay, let's go. Forward, Vance. Good boy. Come on, find the way. Okay, Vance is following the left-hand approach here. I know, it's brilliant, all the snippets.
I thought the Scottish was the best.
That was brilliant, the Scottish one, I agree.
Something about, oh, you're coming today! Now Matt will tell me that was a rubbish accent.
Killer clip, your dog.
That was terrible.
Was it?
You couldn't see me like you're doing that.
That was
funny thing with your mouth.
That was the Bavarian equivalent. Find my advice. Bavarian Scottish. Bavarian Scottish. Probably from the borders.
Or Bavottish.
Bavottish.
Yeah.
Bavottish. Find my advice.
We had,
do you want the toilet, Vance? Yeah, you do, don't you? Okay, where's that curb then, Vance? You're a good boy bringing us here for that. It's very good. Okay, if you just pause there one moment, please. Busy boy handy.
Pause? No, I haven't got pause.
Pause. Yep, and he's doing a wee. You're a good boy, Vance. He knows he can go here and he brought us up this way for that reason. That's very good.
Wow, he really did need a wee. He's still weeing.
He's still willing.
Willing.
And able.
Willing.
Willing. Weeing.
Weeing.
Weeing. Weeing.
Willing.
Willing.
You just said willing.
Willing. Yeah? I'll say it again, shall I? Willing.
Yeah.
I'm not even drunk. Much. Willing.
You said it again.
I said William.
Oh. Of course you did.
I did. It's William. I don't know what you're going on about. Forward, Vance.
No, not in the Wii.
We're not going in the Wii. We've moved on from the Wii.
No, we haven't. It's right in front of where we are.
How do you know?
Way.
How do you know?
Because I'm not stepping in. I'm going.
How do you know?
I'm going this way.
How do you know where it is?
I'm going this way.
Vance won't step in his own Wii.
You two can step in.
Forward, Vance. Let's go.
I'm going this way.
I think you went in it. It was right up against the side.
Wearing sandals, I'd know if I did.
Go on then, check your feet. I bet they're wet.
I bet they're not.
I bet they're wet.
I'm not touching them.
Just in case they're wet. See, you think they might be wet. You don't trust yourself.
Oh, bugger. For the boo, I dropped my cane on the floor.
I mean, terrible.
Somebody was aggravating me.
Aggravating? Who would do a thing like that?
Well, who would do that, Robert?
I still think you're wrong. I was the one who spent the dog. I know where it is. I generally don't tread in it.
Can we move on now, please?
Yes.
Good.
Jack an arm.
Is the mic still on the thingamy?
No, I thought I'd leave it on the bridge, actually.
Just check.
Because just to see if I could capture the sound of... Because I think the saxophone was going to get good at some point in the next century. So it was worth leaving it.
When there was someone else playing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was worth leaving it there to find out.
Can you just calm down now and tell me if the mic's on the thing, really? Please.
Fee?
Yes.
Would I be continuing to walk at this point if the microphone wasn't on the thing?
Good point. Yeah. You wouldn't. You'd go, oh no!
Yes. And I have had my finger on the end of the phone the whole way across the bridge.
Put your finger on the phone, on the phone. Oh no, we've done that.
We have had that before, yeah. I don't think we need that reprise, to be honest. Well, Andrew, can you find me the box, please? Find me the box. I don't care which one, just find the box. Oh, we're going for that one, aren't we? Okay. Never mind, Gideon, we've got to the busy end of the line. Alright. Alright, fans, we'll just assume that it's been pressed, I think. It's a bit busy. It's the biggest.
Don't say busy again.
Forward, fans. It's a big assumption. I've stood here before with what feels like hundreds of people, only to find that
nobody's
pressed the button.
It, yeah. Because they all think someone else did.
Yeah. Or they're all tourists and don't realise you actually have to press anything. Anyway, I think it should be illegal not to press the button.
What?
Because, you know, even people, the number of people who, because they don't feel that they need a crossing to do it, don't bother pressing the button.
Yeah.
And then I come up there and they walk off happily across the road and I get left there.
Because you haven't pressed the button.
Because I haven't pressed it.
And you're breaking the law.
Because I assumed that they, having been there first, would have pressed it.
Yeah, but if it was
if
illegal
you're the first
for people not
no,
to press
sorry,
the
what
button.
I mean is the first person at the crossing must always press the button.
Huh.
On pain.
Yeah, but what if they arrive at the crossing, but actually they're just going past it and along the pavement?
Well,
that could complicate the issue.
Well, you have to look at intent here. Was it their intention to cross the crossing?
This could get really complicated.
Find the set fans.
Just imagine it in court.
Yes, well, you know, were you planning on crossing that road or not? I mean, it seems a fairly simple thing, really.
You're very belligerent, aren't you, today?
Yeah.
You are.
I think it's quite fun, though. Creating laws is quite difficult, really. Getting it to do and be enforceable, so...
Yeah, which that one really wouldn't.
Well, I don't know. I think you could create that. I mean, lots of law is reliant upon proving intent.
I'd have thought most crimes were committed in buildings, actually.
Nothing. I was trying to find a pun for tents as well, but you got there first.
Of course.
Anyway, Vance. Vance, I don't think we want the cafe, but, you know, just... Oh, my giddy aunt. Crush. Come on, Vance. Come on.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Vance, excuse me. Could you watch, please? The praise I gave you has gone to your head, I think. Right. Oh, that's good. It's quiet down there. Probably means there are no trains. What are we going to do, dearest Fee?
Yeah?
You've lost the will to speak. Stand, Vance. Is I need to find an Oyster card. And then we're going to go through here and then look up the train.
Okay.
Right.
There isn't a train. Would there be a tube?
Not from here. Well, we would have gone from embankment, to be honest, if we wanted a tube. Mm. Find a gate, Houndy.
What about a tube of toothpaste?
Yeah, I think we may be just missing a tube. Are you going to beep? Yes, you are going to beep. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. You're very, very kind. Please let me be the first to congratulate you on beeping. Right.
Yeah, you're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
You really are.
Okay, here's the thing.
He gave it to my boob. Well, that's a bit cheeky.
It's awful for not having your hand in the right place. You should have anticipated the fact that I was going to give it to you, despite the fact I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Oh dear, it was good fun. Now, I am perfectly sober, well, ish. As sober as anybody can be after a large glass of very ordinary wine and...
Very what wine?
Ordinary wine.
The wine I had, it just tasted like...
Your wine was extraordinary.
When somebody buys a really cheap bottle of wine that's yucky.
Yeah.
Everybody, don't go to Piazza, okay? It's not very good. If it's the London one and you go at the wrong time, so there's this really scary waitress.
So you're not going to drink it then? No. Oh, well, I'll take it away.
Yeah.
I don't know if we got charter or not.
Probably.
We should have kept it.
Well, I didn't know she was going to take it away. She was just like, I'll take it away, and then poured it, and then just did, without giving us a chance to say anything, so it was a bit weird.
She did at least give you a taste of the other one, I suppose, but...
Yeah, it was. They were both yucky. It was like, I know, we'll buy really cheap plonk and hope nobody notices.
Oh, they're on Villiers Street, they don't have to try, do they, really, I suppose. Oh, I can't log into my phone, for his sake. It won't be that difficult.
Well, it depends if you're drunk or not.
It would help if I could hear through my earphone.
What?
Oh, for pity's sake, third time and I still can't get into it. Seriously, cross with you.
Robert has a wonderful day. Or something.
I'll start again.
Well, no,
hooray! Hip, hip, I'm going to do a dance.
Go on then.
Dance a...
Actually, don't. That's quite embarrassing.
Oh, come on, it can't be any more embarrassing than just, you know, being us.
Yeah, I suppose that's quite embarrassing. And oh well, at least we can't see the looks people give us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Who cares? Right, it's now 22:55.
Yes.
Perfect.
What?
Good.
What's that?
Could I have the phone, please?
All right, then.
Would you like to hold onto my arm?
Yes.
We've got 3 minutes to catch the train. Ooh. And it's just here. Phone ride, Vance.
It's here already.
Yay! It's here.
Let's see if it's the sexy guard or not.
Probably not. I would have thought he'd gone home to his bed by now. I mean, a voice like that, you've got to preserve it.
Mm.
Preferably in vinegar or something.
In vinegar?
Yeah.
Why is that then?
Well, to preserve the voice.
I don't think vinegar does voices much good.
Does it not? Oh, no, maybe not. Maybe preserve it in oil?
Maybe. Or lemon? Honey and lemon?
We might at some point, by the way, have to sort of jump or leap or something. Although actually, what's worrying me very slightly is there are no side lights in these carriages, which rather suggests that actually the train we want to catch is stacked. I'll explain later. Which
so
means
they put it like on top of the other one.
In front of
like
it.
Like a chair.
Yeah, pretty much in front of it.
No, I think it should go on top if it's stacked.
Oh, okay, are we still not at it? Yes, we are at it. That's good. Straight on, Vance. Come on, keep going. Keep going.
Lots of people running for the train.
Don't know how long it is. Straight on, Vance, please. Straight on.
No, it's not a sexy guard.
Go then. Hop on. Let's go on here, Vance. Good lad. Step.
Let's
see if
there.
We can find a seat, shall we?
Stop moving soon, I don't think we should
be very
excited.
Are there any seats left? Don't worry about moving
here,
for us, but...
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you, that's very, very kind.
Thank you.
That's fine, I'll... That's fine, I'll take that one.
It's a foldy one.
Okay, Vance. Vance, could you just come over this side? Upstand. Upstand, Vance. Over here, turn around. Last minute.
Yeah.
So Audioboo, that was a lovely walk across the river from Charing Cross to Waterloo.
With a very belligerent boyfriend.
Belligerent boyfriend?
Yes.
All boyfriends are belligerent, by the way.
Are they? Oh, I mean, not.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So husband.
I'll give you that back.
Oh, so if we get married, it won't change him.
Oh, no.
Oh, shucks.
Don't be fools. Don't be fools.
It's all right.
I'm not belligerent.
Much.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
What have you done this time?
No, it's nothing bad. I'm just trying to use my phone and clicking on the wrong things as usual.
Silly.
Hello. Remember, away you go on turn. That was about, was it? 3 minutes from... finding out when the train was to catch it.
No.
Good again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the 2258 Southwest train service to Wesleyan Riverside, calling Vauxhall Lamb Junction, Putney, Richmond, Twickenham, Winton, Feltham, Ashford, Staines, Raysbury, Sunnymead, Datchet, and finally Winton in Riverside. I'm situated at the rear of this Falkirk train at the moment. You can also find me on the platform at every stop and do ask if you need any help. Safety information is displayed in all coaches. Do try and keep all your personal items with you whilst you're on board. And if you do see anything at all suspicious, please tell me if any of the member of staff.
You just sound quite bored.
Well, he's got a bit more energy than some of them.
Once again, next stop, we'll be Vauxhall.
Have you seen anything suspicious?
Yeah, you.
Me? Okay.
You're suspicious.
Yeah, I thought as much. You better go to Portman. I get a nice warm police cell for the night.
Yeah. And they'd probably give you breakfast as well.
Probably would. Free breakfast. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to go to work tomorrow?
No. Do you think you could work from prison?
Prison, yeah. Whole new dimension to working from home.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not sure that the internet connection would be quite as good.
Probably not, and it'd be quite heavily filtered as well.
Well, you'd have to use some kind of illicit mobile phone, wouldn't you, to connect?
Yeah, probably. And yes, and just for the boo, of course Robert would never do such things.
As what?
Illicit stuff.
Oh, well, no, I'm not Chris, of course, yeah. So,
it's just as well, really. Well, it's going to finish now. Bye-bye,
boo. Well, that was a good, interesting ending to this.
Yes.
So.